Med mig på tråden så har jag Melika. With me on the line I have Melika. Han ska fortälla om morgens projekt för Mars. Han ska ge sin uppdatering. He's going to give us an update about the project this month, the month of March 2016. Melika, could you tell us something about those things that have been happening this month? Kan du fortälla lite om det som skedde den morgonen?
Yesterday, I had to go to meet the widows in Kampala.
Jag mötte änken i Kampala by igår.
And these were all together 5 widows.
There were some from Ankara.
And I had to go, and 4 of the widows, I had to meet them in one place.
Og 4 enkene møtte på et sted der.
And when I was going to meet them, I had to buy some food and other good things. I had to put them in small bags and I had to share to give this each person I met.
Ja, og fortalte jeg var inne om og kjøpte mat og tok med seg mat til disse enkene. Alle fikk hver sin pose med mat.
So these first 4 widows, I had to meet them. We had to pray together. We had at the same time also to share the word of God. Then I had to hear from them.
Ja, han fortalte at han delte Guds ord med dem, og han samtalte, og han hørte litt hva de hadde å si.
They had to tell me all the problems they're facing, and mainly is that economically they're not okay. They don't have work to do, and another big problem they have is that some are not sleeping, others are not sleeping in their own houses. They are using other people's houses.
Ja, han sier at det store problemet er at de har ikke jobb da. Og så bosituasjonen er nå at de sover gjerne hos venner, så de har ikke sine egne bosteder der de kan bo.
So I had to promise them that when they continue trusting God and believing in God, God is the husband of widows, and God is willing to bless them if they keep on praying and trusting in God.
Ja, nå oppfordret de oppmuntret de til å fortsette å be til Herren og stole på han, for han vil hjelpe dem.
So after that I had to give each at least sugar, bread, rice, and also other things to use with their children during this Easter holiday, as we remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Ja, så de fikk dem mat da, så de kunne dele sammen med familien sin, og de kunne ha god mat nå i påsken. Melika, in the early stages of this month, tidlig den måneden her, you had a car in on the workshop. Right, du hadde bil inn på verkstedet. And you got it fixed for, it was some problems with the car. It was, could you tell us something about that? Kan du fortelle oss litt om den reparasjonen som ble utført i begynnelsen av denne måneden her på bilen, misjonsbilen?
Yes, my dear brother, even this month, we had a problem with the car.
We had a problem with bilen.
And we had to work upon it, whereby we had to replace it. We had to replace some of the things like on the gearbox. We had a transfer. We had to change the transfer, and we had to put a new transfer near the gearbox.
Ja, det var flere ting som ble utbedret, forteller han, som relatert til gearbox og drivverk på bilen.
However, the car is moving and is okay, but only one small thing we have, it is a problem of the gearbox that we are still waiting upon God. When God provides, we can replace a new gearbox.
Yeah, because
God, Jesus is now.
sånn som bilen er nå, så er den kjørbar og kommer fra A til B. Men gearboxen må byttes på den i løpet av ikke alt for lang tid. How much will this new gearbox cost?
Yeah, like new gearbox is $300. That is a Japan gearbox.
Yeah. Ja, han forteller det at en ny gearbox vil koste 300 kroner, men det jo da en sånn gearbox fra, som produsert i Japan, som god kvalitet, som går veldig lang tid. Malika, you also told me about, I remember when you got the car out, you went, the next day you went out on mission. Og dagen etter du har fått ut bilen, så gikk du ut på misjon. You told me about this school that you went to visit. Du fortalte om denne skolen som du gikk og besøkte.
Yeah, I told you about the school. I went and I visited the school.
Yeah, I besøkte skolen.
And the school is, it is based on the foundation of Muslims.
Det faktisk en skole der de lærer om muslimske ting, sant?
So I went there and I had to preach, and after preaching, over 40 students accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior.
Men vi forkynte evangeliet, forteller Malika, og fortalte om Jesus Kristus, verdens frelser, og det var 40 av elevene som ville ta imot Jesus som Herre frelser. You know, that was great. Det var stort.
The reason why they accepted Jesus is because I talked about Jesus who resurrected, and Muhammad didn't resurrect, and he just died, and up to now he's still in the grave. So they say, no, let us allow Jesus because he died and resurrected.
Yeah, men like jeg fortalte om Jesus som døde som stod opp igjen. Og det jo ikke Mohammed, han stod, har ikke stått opp igjen, men Jesus har stått opp igjen. Så var dette budskapet han forkynte om Jesus som en verdens frelser. You know, that's really great to hear. Det er flott å høre. You have been a lot in prayer, right? Du har vært mye bønn.
Yes, with this month we are praying that God can give us Bibles that we can give out to these children, these students who have accepted Jesus Christ in Jesus' name.
Ja, vi har mye bønn, sier han. En av bønnene har vært at vi har bedt om Bibler som vi kan gi ut til disse som nå har kommet til troen på Jesus.
I evangelist Malika and Jesus' friend team in Uganda, Norway, I say thank you very much for you have been supporting and have been giving over this month project.
Jeg ønsker å takke alle som har vært med og gi inn gaver til dette månedsprosjektet, sier Malika.
And may God bless you so much for helping these widows and helping us to see that the car can move again.
Og takk for at dere har vært med og gi inn så disse enkene kunne få mat. Og at denne bilen nå kunne bli kjørbar, og jeg kan kunne bruke den til å kjøre med. Gud velsigne dere, sier han.
Remember, whatever you saw is what you reap. So believe that God is going to bless you. The little you are giving, God is going to multiply it, and you are going to be totally blessed in Jesus' name.
Husk på det at som du så skal du høste, og Gud kommer til å velsigne riktig tilbake for siden med lika. Amen. Malika, it's not always easy to do this work that you are doing. Det er ikke alltid like lett å gjøre dette arbeidet som du gjør.
I thank God that there are some people I'm working with. Pastor Zia, whom I talk to, though there are some pastors who are against this work. And even one pastor today had to come and repent. Called me and he came and repented because of the negative words he spoke against me. And I thank God I forgave him and I prayed for him.
Jeg vil ikke fortelle, ja, sier han, noen ganger kan det være litt vanskelig å gjøre dette arbeidet, for Jeg har jo også noen som er med på teamer, andre del som er med i arbeidet, men vi har også andre som gjerne snakker negativt, og i dag opplevde jeg at det var en kom, sa han, som hadde snakket negativt om meg, og han kom for å be om unnskyldning, for han kjente nok på seg at ikke dette var rett det som han holdt på med.
So I request to everyone listening to this audio, audio and audio video, please kindly pray for this work. The devil is not happy for these projects we are doing and the work we are doing, but pray for us that we can move on doing the will of God.
So see on that, you got to know me for alle som står med oss i arbeid og ber på disse prosjektene. For det er ikke akkurat bli når man gjør sånne ting som dette, hjelper de fattige og de som har det vondt. Så vi trenger forbønn, sier han. Men Jesus is the strongest one. Jesus er den sterkeste. And he rose from the grave. And he was victorious on the cross. Jesus stod opp for de døde, og han var viste seg som seierherre på korset. And that's why we can, today can experience his salvation. Derfor kan vi i dag oppleve hans frelse. So praise be to God. So praise be to God's name. And the Bible tells us, or people tell us, the one in us is stronger than the one in the world. At han som I oss er større enn hans I verden. Altså, Gud I oss er større enn hans I verden. It also tells us that we should be with good courage, even if we face trials sometimes too, tribulation. Bibelen også forteller oss, vær med godt mot, om du også møter motgang eller motstand. Because when God has blessed you, you will have success. For når Gud har velsignet deg, så vil du lykkes med det du holder på med. And you know, what we are doing, what are we doing, you can say. Og det vi gjør, hva det egentlig gjør? We are praying to God, seeking Him, vi ber til Gud, vi søker Han, and we ask for His advice, og vi ber om Hans råd, and we ask for His help for other people that are suffering, og vi ber om Hans hjelp til andre mennesker som lider på det vondt. Like those widows, som disse enkene. Like those three children, so this is God the Father. And this work is important, but it's already viktig. Because as the time goes, those children will grow up and be the ones that are going to be the future of Uganda. Og det jo viktig med disse barna som vokser opp, som vil være fremtiden til Uganda. So, I love this word in the Bible that stands in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. It's thoughts of peace, not bad thoughts, you can say. I want to give you hope of future. How many years prompted hope and a good tongue of us. And that is so many people are looking for hope. You know, there's so many who ser at the hope. Many people are feeling like hopeless. Mange føler på den hopeløsheten. Some even have many things, material things, but still they feel like hopeless. Mange kan ha alle materielle behov dekket, men likevel føle at situasjonen hopeless. Some have anxiety that they are really disturbed by. Noen veldig plaget med frykt eller angst. Some are really disturbed by other things, sickness. Og noen veldig forstyrret med sykdom. But I do believe that God is good and He wants us to be strong. Men jeg tror og vet at Gud god. Han vil at vi skal være sterk. And He wants us to be with good courage og være med godt mot. And still, even if we have some problems, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. Og allikevel om vi opplever noen problemer, så betyr ikke det at Gud ikke elsker oss. No. God loves us. Nei, Gud elsker oss. He loves us and he wants to help us. Han elsker oss og vil hjelpe oss. But the Bible tells us we must come to him. Men Bibelen forteller oss at vi må komme til han. You know, the problem many times is that people don't come to Jesus. Det største problemet mange ganger at mennesker ikke kommer til Jesus. You know, it can be a feeling of shame that stops you. Det kan være følelse av skam som stopper deg. It can be a feeling that you don't feel like you're worthy, at du ikke føler deg verdig til å på en måte be eller søke Gud. But the Bible tells us that Jesus says, men Bibelen forteller oss at Jesus sier, come to me all ye, come to me alle dere who have problems, som har problemer, som er tungt å bære, heavy burdens, and I will give you rest, he says, og jeg vil gi deg hvile.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the Bible tells us about the story in the town where Jesus had grown up. Bibelen forteller oss om i den byen der Jesus hadde vokst opp. Jesus had been doing miracles so many places, different cities. Jesus had gjort mirakler i så mange forskjellige byer. The lamb had started to walk. The blind had got sight. Even the dead was rose from dead. Til og med de døde stod opp igjen. But when he came to his own place there, men han kom til denne hjemstaden, many of them said, who is this? It's just the timberman's son. They were bare timberman's son. And they did not come to Jesus. Og de kom ikke til Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus did not do so many miracles there. Bibelen forteller oss at Jesus gjorde ikke så mange tegner under dem. Let us look at this case. Why did he not do so many miracles there? La oss se på denne saken her. Hvorfor skjedde ikke så mye tegner under dem? It was because of their doubt. Because they were not lack of faith. Det var på grunn av deres vantro, mangel på tro. So, what is it in this? Så hva ligger i dette? If they just had come to Jesus, it would be enough belief or faith to get a miracle. Om de bare hadde tro til å komme til Jesus, så hadde det vært nok til å oppleve et under fra Gud. But they did not believe that he could do anything for them. Men de trodde ikke at han kunne gjøre noe for dem. That's why they did not come to him. Thereby, he could not help them when they didn't even come to him. Nå kunne ikke han hjelpe dem når han ville komme til ham. But if they had come, they would have been healed. Men hadde de kommet til ham, så hadde de blitt helbredet. So the problem was not that Jesus was not able to heal them. So problemet lå ikke at Jesus ikke kunne helbrede dem. But the problem was that they did not believe that he could help them, so they didn't come. Men problemet lå jo at de trodde ikke at de kunne hjelpe dem, og de dermed ikke kom. Another case, it says that a man came to Jesus and he said, I believe, help me in my unbelief. Jeg tror, hjelp meg med vantro. Did he experience a miracle? Yes, he did. Because he had faith to come to Jesus.
Amen.
So we see, you don't have to have this great faith to experience a miracle from God. But we have to come to Jesus.
Yes.
That we have to do. And put our case in front of him. Do you know, for many years I had a problem with anxiety. I mange år hadde jeg problem med angst. You know, a man, the Lord spoke through a man in a message. Det kom da et profetisk budskap. And the message was like this, if I can recall it right. Og budskapet var nærmest slik, hvis jeg nå husker rett. I was longing and longing for you to come, so I could heal you. Jeg ventet og ventet på at du skulle komme, så jeg kunne lægge den. Så the problem here was that it was perhaps some shame, perhaps some doubt, perhaps some feeling unworthy. Så det jeg kunne lægge på til grund var kanskje lidt angst, eller du kan sige, at man følte sig ikke værdig, at man... But Jesus wanted to help. Men Jesus ønskede at hjælpe. And the day when I came to him, I said, Jesus, please help me. Og den dagen så Jesus, vær så snill og hjælp mig. That day, he set me completely free from this thing disturbing me. Den dagen satte mig helt fri fra det, som forstyrrede mig. And after that, I did not have this problem. So, why should we go so long with many problems when really we need to come to Jesus? So, hvorfor gå i lang tid med problemer når vi kan komme til Jesus? You know, some maybe pray and don't see the prayer answer the first time. Nogle kanskje ber og ikke ser bønnesvar første gangen. And they go disappointed away and think, God doesn't love me. He doesn't want to help me. Og de tænker, Gud elsker ikke mig, han vil ikke hjælpe mig. But if you look in the Bible, it says that Jesus prayed one more time. Men hvis du ser Bibelen, så bar Jesus atter. This man, he was blind. Jesus prayed one time, and he said, I see like, you know, he had not perfect vision. So Jesus prayed again one more time. And now the vision was perfect. I do believe this was like a sign for us. I do think God could have opened his eyes the first time. But I think it was to encourage us to pray more. Don't stop the first time. Og dette tror jeg var på en måte som et bilde for oss til å se at om ikke du opplever bønnesvar første gangen som du tror tenker, så be etter igjen. Another example in the Bible is about Elijah. Et annet eksempel er Elias. On the mountain of Carmel, på Carmelfjellet. God had told him, it would not come rain before he had prayed. Det vil ikke komme rain før han bar. When Elijah was asking for rain again, og når Elias bar om regn, he was praying 7 times, så bar han faktisk 7 ganger, and the 7th time, the prayer answer break through the clouds, and the rain came. Og den 7. gangen, så brød det gjennom, bønnesvar. So I do think sometimes we give up too soon. Jeg tror noen ganger så ligger et problem at vi er opp for lett. It may don't seem like, or it looks like nothing have happened. Og det kan se ut som det er ingenting som har skjedd. But that's in the physical world. Men det er den fysiske verden. In the spiritual world, the prayer answer may have broke through. But it has to manifest in the physical. Det betyr at i det åndelige kan det ha brukt gjennom. Og så kommer det da frem i det fysiske. So it means, don't be disappointed if you don't see the prayer answer the first time. Bli ikke skuffet om du ser bønnesvaret første gang du ber. Don't be disappointed the second, third or fourth. But keep on confessing the word of God. Bli ikke skuffet om ikke du ser det første, andre, tredje, femte gang du ber. Men fortsett å forkynne Guds ord. Altså proklamere Guds ord. And the word of God says, ask and you shall receive. Guds ord sier, be du skal få. Seek and you shall find. Søk du skal finne. Knock on the door and it will go open for you. Bank på døren, han skal åpnes for deg. This says in Matthew 7:7. Dette står i Matteus 7:7. So, don't give up. Gi ikke opp. Continue to pray. Fortsett å be. Continue to proclaim the word of God. fortsatt å proklamere Guds ord. You will all then see the prayers that come in the physical. Og du vil se at bønner så vil manifestere seg i det fysiske. Don't give up. Ikke gi opp. Continue to pray. Fortsett å be. Have faith in God's word. Ha tro på Guds ord. Because the word of God is the truth. For Guds ord er sannheten. Amen. Amen.
Amen.